Hello and welcome to the Thought Experiment. I'm Scott Berger.
And I'm Andrew Smith-Morland.
And we're here to guide you through a series of hypothetical journeys through mathematics, physics, and philosophy. This week, we are dealing with what's called the Heisenberg Uncertainty Principle. And in a single sentence, we can dumb it down to, the universe is probably what you see it as. The Heisenberg Uncertainty Principle, first formulated in 1927. The history behind this elusive thought experiment is one that has a very deep, entrenched history between the battles on the front lines between quantum mechanics and also general relativity. So in 1927, the battle over quantum mechanics had begun, and the Uncertainty Principle had only added fuel to the fire. The battle between classical physics and quantum mechanics was spearheaded by Niels Bohr and Einstein. Einstein, a proponent of the classical physical universe and the author of the general relativistic principle, could not come to terms with what was described as an indeterminate universe.
And actually, the quote that you'll most often see from Einstein, especially in any theistic debate or whenever you have a theist talking to you, is usually the one that where Einstein says, God does not play dice with the universe. And for future reference, anyone who sees that, taken out of context, came from this debate. It's basically just Einstein expressing his distaste for the quantum mechanical world where everything is ruled by chance and probability. It's just a very hard thing to grasp that nothing can be known for certain.
I like Niels Bohr's response to Einstein, where he says, Einstein, stop telling God what he can and can't do. But the classical universe, at least when it came to molecular size interactions, dealt with little particles that seemed to interact with each other, kind of like billiard balls. Physics currently, as well as then, shows that particles do indeed behave as if they were bouncing off one another when they hit, like little billiard balls. The quantum mechanical universe, however, assumed that those billiard balls were instead waves. Because of the wave-particle duality, the wavy protons in a given experiment could bounce off of each other like balls could. It's kind of like saying two flashlight beams could bounce off of one another if they were all made of little billiard balls. So this wave-particle duality created an uncertainty when someone tried to get a grip of where the ball or wave was. Hence, the uncertainty principle. So let's move on to our thought experiment for this week. First, let's kick open the doors to our brand new physical basketball court and open up our arsenal of basketballs ready to launch at our favorite basketball player, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So now we can begin to resolve the issue of the uncertainty principle. So our friend Kareem is out there standing at the half-court line. So this ball launcher will shoot a few basketballs at Kareem, and they'll bounce off of him. So, let's imagine that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is instead invisible, and that the court is gone and that we're out in space. The ball launcher tosses one basketball out and it bounces backwards, or at an oblique angle. Recording where the ball stops and comes back to us, we can begin to plot out the general shape of Kareem's chest. Because the basketballs are large and slow, Kareem isn't really pushed back by them a whole lot. But now let's say we have three launchers, one to the left, to the right, and our initial one right in the center. Each one is filled with, instead, tennis balls that fire now at a higher speed. Now, as Kareem is assaulted by tennis balls from three different places, he's pushed off the half-court line, but we can still tell the shape of his chest and now his arms trying to cover his face even better. So if we add seven more launchers, now all 10 of them filled with paintballs, we barrage Kareem with our particles and get a great reflective portrait as to what he looks like, based off of the paintballs' positions after they hit him. Only Kareem is now covered in paint, sore, and wants to go home. So how could we ever possibly apply paintballs, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, space, and him begging for mercy on the ground to real life? Well, beating up old basketball players is fun enough, but what's our analogous partner to Kareem in the real world? As stated, he is a particle we wish to observe. To observe Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, say now he's a proton, we'll have to bounce stuff off of him in order to tell what he looks like. Oftentimes it's light, which comes in little packets, also known as quanta, sort of like our basketballs. Because of this particle wave duality, the smaller, finer balls we use, going from the basketballs to the tennis balls to the paintballs, the more energy they have, and thus disrupt where Kareem is or is going. Now, in a laboratory, if we wish to observe a proton, say, we have to assault it with light ranging anywhere from the visible to the gamma ray end of the spectrum. When we hit a proton with candlelight, for example, the proton's momentum is still a bit determinable, but the exact location as to where it is not. As we tune into the X-rays, our tennis balls, for example, and as we go up higher in the spectrum towards the X-rays, or our tennis balls in the analogy, we can get a clearer picture as to what Kareem or the proton looks like, but the direction the proton was traveling is now less certain. Now, if we use really high-energy gamma rays, then we can get a really good picture, but not at all a good picture as to what the original momentum was.
So, basically, what the uncertainty principle is on a mathematical level. First of all, I'll give the equation. The equation of the Heisenberg uncertainty principle is delta x delta p is greater than or equal to h bar over 2, where h bar is the reduced Planck's constant, and delta x basically means the change in position, and delta p means the change in momentum. What the equation as a whole means is that as you know a particle's position with increasing certainty, the less certainty you know its momentum or its velocity, and vice versa. So you can never tell with exact certainty both a particle's position and momentum at the exact same time. If you know with exact certainty one, you cannot ever know with exact certainty the other. And that's the basics of the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, which Scott described so eloquently using our examples of basketballs and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Well, another good example that we can use is, you know those little glass pin toy things where you put your hand underneath the little pins and then you can see your hand in pin form underneath the glass that's projected upwards? Well, I was recently touring Fermilab out in Chicago, and in their little visitor center place, they had sort of an analogous experiment to this, where they had one of these toys set up where the pins were really pretty big, and you put your hand underneath them, and it didn't really look like your hand. It just looked like 9 or 10 large pins hitting glass. And then, you know, in the middle, they had one where it was smaller pins, and you could see sort of like a general outline of like a mitten shape, and then even finer pins, and you could tell the individual fingers. That's kind of what this experiment is getting at, is where if we have like a proton that's moving through space, or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar out by the Orion Nebula, and we just bombard it with light particles coming from the sun or from some laser or something that we have in our control, from different angles, we can imagine like an entire room full of basketballs coming in from every angle and then bouncing off of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, keeping in mind that he's invisible, quote-unquote, and from the way that the basketballs bounce off of him, we can tell the general shape of him. Now, if we use even finer stuff like dust or whatever, we can get a near perfect example of what he looks like. But the problem is, the finer we go, the more high energy we go, and thus we disrupt the velocity of the particle, and thus its momentum, because momentum has to do with velocity as well as mass. In popular culture, the uncertainty principle is referenced in very pseudo-scientific ways. Most notably was in the recent film What the Bleep Do We Know, a laughable picture that would make bad sci-fi at best. So in this movie, as well as other various places in our culture, people assume that when we observe something, we change it, or at least the pseudo-scientific people do. This is because of the uncertainty principle. This is true by physics standards. When we look at Kareem with our paintballs, we change his position on the floor, yet in lay terms, observing, quote-unquote, is confused with looking or looking at something. If I were to look at my car, for example, I would be changing where it is and thus create my own reality. So says Ramtha.
Now, hang on a second. Who's Ramtha?
Okay. So, in the movie What the Bleep Do We Know, and I love going off on this movie so much because it is an absolute travesty to physics. If I actually sat down and I attempted to watch this movie simply because I could say I did and thus give them a little bit of credit for their side of the argument, but I sat down and I probably watched maybe 15 minutes of it before I was threatening to throw things at my television screen. Ramtha is this lady who lives down in Tacoma, Washington, just down the Puget Sound from us. Her name is Jay-Z Knight, but she channels the 35,000-year-old Sumerian god Ramtha through her kitchen one day. So this woman has made a fortune off of best-selling books like The Secret and, What the Bleep Do We Know, these ridiculous, what some would call propaganda. Obviously, I have a pretty biased opinion, but my opinion really stems from the physical aspect of her accusations of science. But more or less what they say in this movie, and I had to shut it off after this part because I thought it was so terribly inconsistent with logic, that at one part they say that as the Native Americans were on the east coast of the United States and Christopher Columbus or whomever were approaching in their ye old 16th century square sail ships, that the Native Americans physically could not see the pilgrims. They couldn't see them. And this has to do with the fact that Ramtha says, and also these misquoted scientists that she has on her program, happen to say that because they couldn't understand it, because they couldn't think of anything so bizarre as this, the ship flying in with all these white people on, they physically could not see the photons bouncing off of it from the sun into their retinas. This, of course, has to do with the uncertainty principle, because they change reality when they observe it. But as we just stated, observation in science is completely different from just looking at something.
I think I'm going to kill one of them in a biologically and physiologically impossible manner and then see if they still think that they can't observe something they don't understand. God damn.
For a really great perspective of it, and I totally agree with this, if you run up Google and you type in what the bleep were they thinking, you'll get a blog article from Skeptic and just trashes the movie. Obviously, presents a very biased opinion from the skeptical society part of it, and the people who are all for the New Age thing, God bless them, you know, are just totally out in right field in terms of what they think they're talking about, but don't. So, if you really want what I think, in my opinion, and you gotta, you know, you can disagree with my opinion if you want, that's fine, but run up Google and type in, what the bleep were they thinking, if anyone ever asks you, have you heard about quantum mechanics and the uncertainty principle and this, you know, Romtha lady?
Or if anyone who has a history of not understanding science tries to talk to you about quantum mechanics, you'll be able to tell them how wrong they are and not be bought in by their... Oh, I'm going to use a swear word here, so I'm going to stop talking.
Yeah, quantum mechanics really has this pseudoscientific appeal. You know, quantum mechanics itself is a really very complicated subject. I haven't even gotten to it yet in my college career. It's that higher up. But all these lay people, which is who I want to call Jay-Z Knight and Romtha, I want to call her a lay person because she doesn't know what she's talking about. Obviously, I have very limited experience in it, and I don't really know what I'm talking about it either. But the thing is, if you think you understand quantum mechanics, you don't understand quantum mechanics.
Yeah, really. It's odd. It's really weird. And there's way too much complicated stuff. I don't even understand it at all. Anyways, why don't you explain to us exactly why what Romtha says is not true?
Well, having to do with the uncertainty principle. They say in the movie What the Bleep Do We Know that because you have this quantum uncertainty, say, you know, if I'm looking at my car, for example, simply observing it changes the reality of it. That's what they say in this film. Now, from a physical, scientific perspective, that's complete bunk and utter nonsense. When you observe something in science, you know, you're shooting a high-powered gamma ray laser at it, and you're obviously changing its position and momentum and stuff. But just using my eyes and pointing them at my car, I am not changing the position of the car. The light coming from either the lights in my garage or the sun when I'm out waxing it, that light is effectively changing the position of the car, however minusculely, to the point where it's more or less 0.001 ad infinitum. So what they say in the movie What the Bleep Do We Know is because of the uncertainty principle, we can't really define what it is we're looking at. Therefore, when we look at it, we define what it is in our brain. So because the Indians or the Native Americans couldn't understand what they were seeing, they created nothing because they couldn't understand it. It's very backwards, confusing logic, and perhaps they explain it way better in the second 900 minutes of the movie, but it's totally and logically bankrupt. So to sum up, looking at a car does not mean that you're blasting it with soccer balls traveling half the speed of light, as Romtha would have you believe. The uncertainty principle does not say that you create your own reality by looking at things. It states that when hitting small particles, or people named Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, with other small high-energy particles, we need finer resolution to determine its shape. And in doing so, we lose track of its momentum. As Andrew said with this equation of the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, the more we know about where this particle is, the less we know about where it is going. And the more we know about where it's going, the less we know about where it is. So the more we know about its trajectory, the more fuzzy and nebulous it becomes. And the more we refine our precision measurements, the less we can tell which way it's going. It's as if we had a single proton flying through space, and we barraged it with this huge cloud of gamma ray photons, and as they bounce off, the proton's just standing there motionless. So we've completely changed its position and momentum by observing it through observation by high energy photons and not looking at it. I can't stress that enough. Really, to get a fundamental understanding of quantum mechanics or upper level science like that, it really, really pays to just read a popular science book. It doesn't have to be by a quantum physicist, and it doesn't have to be by a Nobel Prize winner. It just has to be by someone who knows what they're talking about. And really, this is what sets science back very far, is by people, in my opinion, like J.Z. Knight, who are just totally scientifically immoral, who go around spouting their nonsense and dragging science along down with it. Well, that's all the time we have for this week. In a few weeks from now, after some Lee time off, we will be continuing on with quantum mechanics and Einstein's rebuttal to the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. We've talked a lot about how you can observe a particle's position or velocity, but what happens if you measure the velocity of a proton and you measure the position of another proton, but they were both heading the same way or in opposite directions? So you would in effect know where one is definitely and what the shape is of the other one. Turns out that you can't.
But until then, this is Andrew Smith-Morland.
And I'm Scott Berger, signing off for the Thought Experiment.
See you next week.